Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, hello, and welcome, everybody. Welcome again to the Veranda's famous Sunday brunch. Today is July 27th, 2025, and I, Michael Stewart, will be your host for the next 2 hours. I invite you to sit back, relax, savor your cuisine, and enjoy the music.
It's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. Baby, you and me, we got something that's real. I know it's gonna last a lifetime. Oh, you better believe it, girl. At night I call your name. Darkness fills my room. I'm only dreaming about the time I'm gonna be with you. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. When I'm feeling down, you're there to pick me up and help me to carry it all. Oh, little things mean a lot. When you need a shoulder to cry on, I'm there to ease the pain and chase away the rain. Oh, darling, I just gotta say, oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you so much.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air. In one enormous chair, I wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of cold milk and lots of heat. Who takes good care of me? I wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting absolutely still. I would never budge till spring crept out of the windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as she can be. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. I wouldn't it be lovely? Lovely. Lovely.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air. With one enormous chair,
wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of cold milk and lots of heat. Who takes good care of me? Ah, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting absolutely lonely still. I would never budge till spring crept out of the windowsill.
Someone said, resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be.
Who takes good care of me? I wouldn't it be lovely?
Lovely.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, while we have your 110% undivided attention, we'd like to first take this opportunity to thank everyone for having brunch with us. We are your hosts, Jack Civiletto and Michael Stewart. He's kind enough to adore me with his presence.
No, the opposite. You were kind enough to... I would have been home watching Andy of Mayberry reruns. This is a lot more fun.
Okay, now, Jack, can you tell me what's the best Christmas present in the world?
The best Christmas present in the world?
Yes.
Peace. I don't know.
That would be good. Yep. John Lennon would love that. It's a broken drum.
A broken drum. Why is that?
Because you can't beat it.
You can't beat it. That's very good, Mike.
All right, here's a good one. What's the most recorded song in America? Believe it or not.
The most recorded song in America. You got me.
Now, you might think it would be Happy Birthday or White Christmas, but according to Guinness Book of Records, it's Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Isn't that something?
I went out with her in high school. She was amazing. Oh, she's amazing. Oh, Grace. Oh, Grace. Grace, Grace. Hey, does music run in your family, Michael?
My brother taught me everything I know.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, they said, Jack, I see you singing, you're playing the guitar. Does music run in your family? I said, yes, everybody in my family had a record. My father for breaking and entering, my uncle for Grand Theft Auto. But you know, Michael, this is a little known truth, but I don't like to be braggadocious. But I, if you don't mind, I'd like to tell you something about my family. My grandfather swept the 1968 Grammy Awards.
Wow.
Actually, he swept at the 1968 Grammy Awards. But who's being particular, right?
Good one.
Long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I signed this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. We dated through high school, and when the big day came, I wrote into your book, next to my name, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. And you found someone new. I read your letter, dear, and I wrote back to you. Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love. Good luck. May God bless you. Is that your little girl? She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book two. Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue.
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Veranda here on Grand Island. What a beautiful place to be to spend a summer morning and have brunch. Nice hot cup of coffee and some fresh fruit, something from the breakfast bar. Maybe have a Bloody Mary or 10, because the more you drink, the better we sound. I want to thank Michael Stewart for inviting me to be part of his show today. He didn't have to do that. It's very nice of him. He believes in hiring the handicapped. Hey, something smells good. What are they cooking over there? It smells like burgers, maybe? A burger?
You know what? When you think of songs from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, you know, you think of the Rat Pack, you think of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Tony Bennett, all those guys. But there was actually a lot of really good singers that were there, but they weren't maybe quite as popular. There was a duet, husband and wife duet, called Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. And they had their own TV show. It's called Steve and Edie. And they did a song that was recorded and written by Steve Allen. It's called This Could Be the Start of Something Big. And I'm going to do both parts. So here is This Could Be the Start of Something Big.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21, you're watching your diet, declining a Charlotte bruise, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gal and guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the enrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look. You're up in an airplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu alone in the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand. This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see. This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try romance and see with me. You're watching the sun come up, or counting your money, or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, and you want to be where he is. And this could be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something big.
Ladies and gentlemen, 45 years ago this month, a song by the name of Nice and Easy was recorded by Frank Sinatra. The Nice and Easy album turned out to be number one, and the song itself reached number 60 on the charts. Here's my rendition of Nice and Easy.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. say, but let's take all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say, but let's take all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I think of multi-talented performers, the first person I think about is Sammy Davis Jr. Now, Sammy Davis Jr. was on the road since he was 3 years old. And believe it or not, he never went to school. Never went to school one day. And when he started to get famous, he used to sit in the corner and practice writing his name because he was illiterate so he could sign autographs. Isn't that unbelievable?
You know, he only had one good eye.
He did.
I got two bad eyes. Between the two of us, we had one eye.
One eye, yeah. You're a pirate. You'd be a great pirate.
You know, he used to wear a patch.
But then the guys told him, nah, put a fake eye in there, and we're good to go. Cyclops. All right, everybody, gather around. The Candyman is here. What kind of candy do you want? Sweet chocolate, chocolate walnut candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right place because I'm the Candyman. Who can take the sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, covered it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman. Oh, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and make the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a strawberry pie? The Candyman. Oh, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and make the world taste good. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream, separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream? The Candyman. Oh, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and make the world taste good. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream,
separate the sorrow and collect up all the dreams. The Candyman, oh, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and make the world taste good. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and make the world taste good. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and make the world taste good. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and make the world taste good. Can use some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me. Let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just climb starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's a perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just climb starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's a perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, let's fly, pick up, let's fly away.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Hey, Jack, I think it's your turn to do a song. How about An Evening in Roma?
Como bella c'è la luna, dire serata, serata come tutta bella, forse già, forse c'è la di Roma. Down each avenue and via, street or strada, you can see them disappearing two by two. on an evening in Roma. Do they take for espresso? Yeah, I guess so. On his lover's arms, a girl I wish I knew. On an evening in Roma. Though there's grinning mandolin, sunny Italy. The beginning's just begun when the sun goes down. So please meet me in the plaza near your casa. I am only one and one is much too few. On an evening in Roma, don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. We'll yield on an evening in Roma.
Okay, all the Italians, are you ready? You got to sing with me, folks. Everybody now.
Como bella c'è la luna, vive stretta, stretta come molto bella, forse già, sotto cielo di Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma, sort the cielo di Roma, on an evening in Roma.
Dean Martin for you right there, folks. All right, Michael Stewart, back by popular demand.
Nice one, Jack.
Thank you, Michael.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. Living, I find, is best when your mind is keen as a carving knife. When dawn comes a-creeping, I'm oversleeping. Give me the simple life. I like to whittle and play a little, tune on a 10-cent fife. I don't aim to worry, hustle or hurry. Give me the simple life. I greet the day when I'm awakened. The sky is clear up above. I like my scrambled eggs in bacon with a someone that I love. Life should be thrilling with one who's willing to settle down as man and wife with love and laughter forever after. Give me the simple life. I'm wild again. Beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched by bothered and bewildered am I. I couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her, bewitched, bothered and bewildered.
Thank everyone who is here tonight. We hope your dinner, your brunch, your lunch, your breakfast was satisfactory. And we need to tell you that as much as this is such a great place, there's a new place that just opened up on the moon. It's got good food but no atmosphere. And there's another one down the street just before you get into Beaver Island State Park. It's called The Karma. There's no menu. You get what you deserve. Now you're ready to hang yourself. Well, thank God it's 1 o'clock. At this point, we would be remiss if we didn't thank the two most important people for us being here today. The first one is Miss Cindy Montana, and the second one is Miss Brooke Latchfield. Without them, we wouldn't be here. So congrats to them. Oh, before we forget, we need to thank Mr. James Summers, recording engineer extraordinaire, videographer, and all-around great guy. We'd like to end this afternoon with a joke that I got from Ronald Reagan. An elderly couple are watching TV when the wife says, "Oh, honey, I'm dying for a chocolate sundae with whipped cream and a cherry on top." The 87-year-old husband says, "He'll run out and pick it up." Now, the wife begs him to write it down because he will most assuredly forget it. He resists, and out the door he goes. A half hour later, he returns with a ham sandwich. The wife takes one look and screams, "What's this? You forgot the mustard."